The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
There's a Steve Earle song. If I go away. I think it's funny. It's called Satellite Radio.
Satellite Radio.
And he's wondering if there's anybody here listening to me on Satellite Radio. And I'm thinking, Steve Earle, there's probably not.
Yeah, definitely not.
Probably definitely not, buddy. Wonder if there's anybody here listening to me on satellite radio. No, Steve Earle.
You know, like Mitch Hedberg, that great joke is like he went on the AM radio, you know, just to be interviewed. And I was like, you can swear on AM radio. He's like, yeah, no shit. I can swear in the woods too, because nobody's going to fucking hear it.
Yeah, I mean,
that's basically, you can literally do whatever you want.
That's like when I was on the radio. Striker's like, man, you're on at night. He's like, just don't go crazy. Don't take advantage.
So, man, here we are. Let's start. Let's roll into it. Welcome you. Porch Talk. It's an off the deep end.
Did it? Where?
Big John is down from Memphis. And we're here to talk a little bit about conspiracy. And we're also going to have a little fun with all of you. So, Big John,
yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm great, man.
Dude.
Flash arrives, which simply says this. All of our loved ones, if Jesus were to come tonight, before you and I... the gospel and you don't feel anything, then you are in your most dangerous position.
So,
man, it's like we were saying, we're going to pass the mic back and forth, and it brought to my attention, they make this new thing for interviews. It's where you plug a mic. It's newfound technology.
Okay, here we go.
Plug mic into your plug jack. It's like a dual mic.
Oh.
But doesn't the damn phone come with the mic? Huh. Doesn't it have a two-way, three-way, all the way around mic already? Right?
I've recorded some episodes through that method.
Yeah.
And I can confirm.
And you didn't need some fancy hookup at the bottom, did you?
No.
Did you need it, maybe?
No, I did not. And so, not to cast shade about Android, Apple, but to cast an overall shade on the metaverse.
Oh.
Okay, Meta. So here we are is...
2021, the year of our Lord.
Yes, the year of our Lord. Oh, Master Zuck. Yeah. Thank you, Bill Gates. Thank you, BlackRock. Listen, yeah. We're going to get to this. Maybe we won't, but last time you checked... check how much land Bill Gates owns in Mississippi and look at the real estate of BlackRock and look at everything that Zuckerberg is doing. The news won't tell you. But anyway.
Meta.
Metaverse. Yes, it is an escape from this reality that we... Are we living in hell?
I think it is. Like, honestly, between me and you and, you know, everybody listening, apparently. You know, anyway. Between me and you, I honestly believe that Earth is a purgatory.
So, the older I get, the more ludicrous things get here. John, I literally could not imagine my grandfather. He passed away 7 years ago. 7 years to now is so much different.
Oh my God. Night and day. Night and day different.
And to be honest, it's like, I'm glad I go visit him at a grave, because I believe, like, what is going on right now would send him to an earlier grave.
I feel like my grandfather wouldn't like it either. I feel like he would like to be gone. I feel like he left when he was ready.
And so this creates a huge conversation. Let's 4 generations.
Okay.
Maybe 5. Because I want to maybe possibly incorporate your daughter in this talk.
Yeah, we can do that.
And so 5 generations.
5 generations.
We're going to go to boomers.
All right.
We start there. And then we have what? The Gen Xers?
Gen Xers. See, I have Gen Xer parents.
I do too.
Oh, you do? Okay. Hell yeah.
And then you have the millennial, which I am.
I am.
Ashamed of.
Not but, ashamed of, but actually.
But not near as ashamed as the Generation Z.
Oh, God.
They're, guys, you got to work harder than this.
Yeah, I mean.
And now with your daughter's generation is.
Dude, they are hustling.
They're alpha.
They are hustling.
They're alpha.
My girl, my little
girl. For better or worse, John.
I think. Like, it's cutthroat. They are cutthroat little kids, man.
And so let's talk about this, and this is be an overarching idea for what we're trying to accomplish here this evening, is the 5 generations, and we'll bring it up today, is number one thing that I want to state right now is there is a working square that lends itself to this. Good times leads to weak men. Weak men leads to bad time. Weak time leads to strong men. And it is an ever cyclical cycle throughout human history. And we are leaving good times and weak men. And you and I, who are...
We're at the cusp.
We're millennials. We're in the middle of it. It's like, are we going to be strong or not?
See, I think there's a divide because we're a millennial in a small area. That's different than being a millennial in a city.
Better or worse, in your opinion?
I say millennials in the city, they're just as bad as Zers, man.
Why do you think that? And then I'll tell you my reason.
I think it's because in the city, like in a city, everything is so much everything's faster. And
faster? What else?
Kids actually get left behind.
Why?
Because their parents are having to work 7 or 8 jobs to, you know.
To afford the income it takes to
afford kids there in the city. So the kids are just out raising themselves.
And so we're 2 generations deep into that, right?
Yeah.
And so that is a good marker for city versus where we are, right?
Yeah.
Is, I know people my age and older.
Yeah.
And for the most part, like, if you ask me about millennial, I'm right in the middle. I'm a 1990.
Yeah.
I think it spearheads the middle.
Yeah, you're like center. Yeah. I think it's like 89, 88,
and 90. I wish I was an Xer. But at the same time, I don't. Because it was the boomer, late boomer, and the Xer that lent itself to the society that we are in today.
Yes, sir.
And the slow draw that you and I experienced. Now, you are not so much Columbus, Mississippi or Reform, Alabama anymore. You're in Memphis.
Yep.
And so you're seeing hyperspeed.
Yep.
And it's the same thing as, like, I remember as a kid, like, looking forward to having high-speed internet.
Yeah.
How culture hit us. It hit us last. And so living in Kennedy in a small town, is these cultural ideas that are passed down. It hits me last, but at the same time, it's like we're already built up to it because we know it's coming.
Yeah, we've seen it on the internet.
And the idea of homesteading, and even though we saw it on slow internet, is like we know what's coming and we know how to prepare. And it really makes us look like we're some kind of a conspiracy theorist. And that really opens up the umbrella of what we're going to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think it's a developmental thing, man.
Okay.
I think it goes all the way down to development. Sorry, you son of a bitch. You fucking Mike. Get in line. Or get beat.
Back to the show.
Sorry. Man, I think it's developmental because, like, my daughter, you know, speaking even bad on myself, she had to develop quick. She had to figure out how to do things on her own quick. And I had everything handed to me.
Yeah. And, I mean, I pretty much did too, for the most part. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I believe that is reality. I believe that is small town. And, but with the way that everything has gone on in the country, the idea of being small town and just making it, whether it be homesteading, it became increasingly harder because of government limitation and law. And we see a expanse of commuters.
Yeah.
And now with the bill that is on the verge of being passed with the Build Back Better, is we want to tax Americans by the mile. And, I mean, how are you going to... What better way to cripple someone who is already crippled? They have to leave where they live to work.
To work. You can't... Well...
And you're going to tax that.
Yeah, well, my wife doesn't leave. She works from home. That's, you know... More and more that happens these days. COVID...
By the way, we got a brand new variant.
Oh.
Have you heard? Okay, so in that area of Africa, I believe this is where the variant spawns. Hear me out. By the way, I'm a conspiracy theorist.
Oh, deep.
I'm so conspiracy theorist. All I do is follow the numbers and screenshot and keep up and bookmark everything. But I'm a theorist of conspiracy. Is there was a 6%. 6% vaccination rate from the place that the Omicron variant came from. And now, please let me remind you, when borders aren't real, by the way. I don't know if you knew that, John. But yeah. Borders like that Mexican border,
yeah,
it's not real. Exist. Like, we don't believe in borders anymore.
No.
Look to Poland if you want to know what defending a border looks like. Now, back in 2020, early in January, former Vice President Biden made a tweet that said closing travel ban from Africa was racist. He just did it.
Did it.
And then Kamala made a similar tweet. It's been screenshotted. It's been captured. I have it in history, and I can show you. But, like, I'm telling you is, conspiracy theory in me, and this leads to all the conspiracy theories that I believe we have in the bucket, is somewhat political.
Every bit of it.
It's always political. And that's why I believe, like, I want to tell everyone that you should not trust mainstream media, whether you listen to CNN or Fox, MSNBC, OAN, NPR.
They
have a bias, and they're lying to you. They are not telling you the truth. And everyone wants to silence a podcast because they attempt to actually cover the truth. And it's the idea of your neighbor telling you this, someone that you actually respond with, and that is what scares them the most. John, and this is my biggest conspiracy theory. They want to silence this.
Yeah. Because, you know, it's getting out little bits of truth. You know, every conspiracy theory, whether real or fake or perceived or, you know, I don't know, whatever else, there's bits of truth in everyone.
Yes.
So I think, man, that, you know how you can tell when somebody's bullshitting?
Yeah.
They completely forget what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that just happened.
Well, I can fill in a blank.
Yeah, well, come back to me. Circle back around.
Circle back.
Yeah, circle back.
I don't need to circle back. I can finish your statement. Is when you have all this propaganda, if you will, and I'm not going to get in depth with these cases. In Wisconsin, on the very exact same day, Rittenhouse. Yeah. And another cat.
Yeah, that
cat. And the reason I'm not going to tell you that cat is, like, do your own research, because the mainstream media didn't tell you about it. And I would challenge you to look it up. He was a complete different race. It was the exact same case. And they both got off in the same kind of way. And to tell me that the justice system is rigged because of race is... it's not. And then you have people like AOC. Yeah, I'm not picking on Democrats. Here at Porch Talk, we don't care. We don't do Democrat, Republican. I'm just calling it for what it is. Is when you come out and say that the justice system is broken and it doesn't defend the people that it needs to, with the cases that came out just that day, lent itself that the justice system was doing exactly what it was supposed to do. It lets people who are innocent go free.
Well, I don't know about the Rittenhouse thing, man.
Okay.
Was he defending himself, or was he like, I'm finna go to this riot and shoot some motherfuckers?
Oh, I'm glad we brought this up. Let's talk through this. This is fun.
Yeah. Was he okay?
All right. So what's the number one statement? So I think you already brought it up. Is case one is he crossed state lines to be there.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, neither here nor there. Because if you look at my driver's license from when all the protests and things were going on here, I traveled across state lines in the eyes of the law.
Every time I go to work, I cross the state line.
So
that's the same thing with Rittenhouse. And by the way, like, just to update, and this is, like, Rittenhouse, I believe, is going to sue the hell out of mainstream media.
CNN, oh, absolutely should.
And even possibly the president.
Absolutely
Biden, should. For defamation. And, like, you think about costs and if the case is even worth it. It's like, how can you say the cost or what was at harm? He has half the nation hating him.
Because he'll never be able to get a job.
He'll never be able to work. And half the nation hates him because it was politically polarized.
Yeah, it was politically motivated the whole way through. You know, one side was saying...
this is a 17-year-old kid, now 18, right?
Yeah, he's 18 now.
Yeah, and so, like, just back to the case, is the cross-state line thing is a weak argument. The place it came from, all his friends and his father and his job was in Kenosha.
See, that's
and he didn't leave with a gun. A gun was given to him by a small business owner, a friend of his in that area, and was told to
protect his business.
Yes. And then, like, okay, so there's a shallow argument. Number two, it was a white supremacist act. With the BLM protest, which that was that night.
That did happen that day.
That was that night. And that was it was a summer of love, John.
Well, that was when it was the, you know, the split between, you couldn't tell if it was Antifa or BLM,
yeah,
or both.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Or white supremacists or the government or...
Oh, you know. Oh my God, you're bringing up so many good Facts.
Yeah.
And pictures and videos that,
yeah,
wow, that only the FBI had and just released at a specific time for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And
then the news broadcasting, the riots were going crazy, and it was just their people behind the camera and in front of the camera.
Yeah, the whole thing. And so, man, what do you, what?
Oh, and then when they carried the person out, that was a rioting fucking protester. They carried, drug him out, and they're like, do you want us to drag him this way? Yeah. They asked the person filming if they wanted them to drag him this way.
What's better for the camera?
Yeah, what's better for the camera?
How can we make this better than ever?
And the guy wasn't even rioting. And then I heard later that he was a fucking broadcaster anyway. And another fucking thing about CNN that sucks, they just came out and have no actual journalist on staff. Joe Rogan's been quoted talking to some guy. Yeah. I can't remember saying, motherfucker, you're not even a real journalist. Yeah.
That's right. And I mean, that's something that I'm thinking about here, just with the show.
Yeah.
It's like, what a grand opportunity we have right now. It's like, we could actually have some good journalism at Porch Talk. Yeah, like
real journalism coming out of Porch Talk.
Yeah, I think that's what we're doing right now with this conversation.
Who knew?
It's like, by the way, if this offends you, I'm sorry. This is actual fact.
It's all fact.
You can look these articles up.
Yeah, it's all out there. You just got to find
it. But like, the news is like, it wipes its own ass.
Yeah, it's like covered and pasted. It's like, oh, this wasn't right. Hold on, they won't remember. Boom, new story. Hey, the Kardashians got a new ass.
And what does it tell you about the news? They think that you're dumb.
Yeah, they want you to be dumb. They don't think
you remember anything.
Yeah, they think, oh, no, they won't remember this. Let's talk about the Kardashians.
Yeah, it's like, oh, Pete Davidson's dating Kim. Yeah, that's
the
story.
Pete Davidson.
Hey, by the way, there's a new COVID variant. Now.
Yep, new COVID warning. You need to get that booster. If you haven't been vaccinated, you need to get that vaccination. I have to wear a mask every day.
And
I'm vaccinated.
Do you feel free? Do you feel like you're getting your freedom back? Fucking super
free. Fucking God.
Do you feel like you're doing your part?
I did it for concerts. I got to wear a mask at work all day while I'm working. I have to have my mask on, have to have my vest on, which the vest is cool, I understand that, I need to be seen and shit.
My guys and myself resisted and we won at work.
Y'all won?
For the time being.
Mm.
Because
congratulations, you got any masks you want to throw at me? I'll take them.
Yeah.
I have to wear it, dude, no shit. If we don't have our mask on, we go through the gate.
Oh, my God.
The fucking gate, dude, has a sniffer. It sniffs you for alcohol and drugs.
Dude, I went into this building. I know exactly what you're talking about. You walk in, and right when the elevator opens, there's a little video screen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like COVID check. It's going to register your temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And it wants to get your QID of your phone, which is connected to you. Mm-hmm. And if that doesn't bother you.
Yeah, your phone's already connected to you. Think about what they're going to put in you next.
Yeah.
Like that Apple Watch.
And then after that, it's identified you. And because of your phone and smart technology, it's like, think about bank account, your driver ID, Uber, all of these little information bits about you. They know where you live. They knew. And I'm not just like freaking you out or like saying this is just awful. I mean,
it's just life. It's the world we live in. Yeah.
But check this out. It's like right when I scanned my phone, it knew exactly who I was. Mm-hmm. It pulled my name up.
Mm-hmm.
And then it scanned my temperature.
Gross.
And then it said I was okay.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, it scans us and makes sure we're okay. Sniffs us for alcohol. When you walk through, you hear it go. And I'm like, shit. Glad I don't drink anymore.
Yeah, okay.
It's like I'm going in as a slave, dude. Like, I love my new job. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, what do you make? So, like, I put out a post.
Yeah.
About this tier of conspiracy theories and things that weren't mainstream back in 2015. All right, that was before we even started. But let's just go back to where we started off the deep end, like back in, what, 2019?
Maybe 2018, maybe the tail end of 2018.
Some of the things that are acceptable to not be conspiracy, at that time, that would...
Yeah, that would have been like, oh no.
You would have been like...
Tattoo Steve, he works down on the dock, down on DIP, by that old foul river lot. He lost his mind in the Vietnam War. Now he spends his nights, he's lonely at the liquor store. Mary Lou Wilson, that's where I buy my weed. Preacher and a pilgrim, and they're living in an old RV. Right behind old Bodine's, down by the Quickie Mart on DIP. Few years back, when the spill went down, we were under attack, and it pissed off the whole damn town. Governor Bentley, well, he never did a goddamn thing. Guess he was probably too busy flirting with his employee. Now we got deformed fish, yes, and three-eyed shrimp, mutated alligator, I blame it on the government. Ever since that day, now it ain't been the same way since on DIP.
Back from break.
Yeah.
So we're talking about, back in 2019, it would not be acceptable then, but it's somewhat acceptable now, how the goalposts have changed as far as like what people used to believe as to be conspiracy to now. And what caused that? How did that become easier?
I think 2020... was like the tipping point for like craziness. I think it pushed everybody past a limit to where we're just like, whatever. Okay, new variant. Oh.
I mean, how crazy.
Joe Biden can't read the teleprompter.
I mean, just how crazy is it drone people? It's like, you've got someone who has done far more impeachable things.
Far more. Like
in 1 year.
And dude, they've even overturned one of his executive orders. You know, they didn't like Trump's executive orders.
Right.
But they didn't overturn them.
Yeah. But he did them anyway.
Yeah. They didn't overturn them.
He did it anyway.
And Joe, or 46, there was a fella at the radio station back when I worked there that wouldn't call President Trump 45.
Yeah.
Or he wouldn't call President Trump President Trump. He would just say 45.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to say 46.
Fair.
And 46 is really kind of shitting all over the American people, dude.
I think everyone is kind of feeling the burn.
Yeah, I
so
mean,
to speak.
Almost, dude. Honestly, I would almost rather have the burn. Maybe even coming out of my nethers.
I think it is. It's the frog in the boiling pot, and I believe having the heat turned up this quick, and having the water to boil fast, and for everything to escalate quick, was great for people to wake up and to actually think about what they believe and what they actually see, if they could believe their lying eyes. But that is the whole thing about it, is mainstream media, CNN,
they got them
blue
blockers.
Is like, you not only do you have QAnon, you have BlueAnon, and it's the polar opposite of one another. And it's a matter of if you watch Fox or CNN, it's like BlueAnon, like the Steele dossier.
Yeah,
it was found factual that Russia did not collude, yeah. and there are people who still project that.
Yep.
It's false. And so, like, both people are delusional. We have to understand that on both sides of the spectrum, both sides, there's QAnon and BlueAnon. Those are the outers who are delusional.
Yeah, it's all delusional.
And then you have the rose unfold. And I'm not sitting here trying to go through that tonight because I don't want to go political, but it's the epitome of where we are in the society right now. And it is grind shame, and I think it is what all our enemies, such as the CCP, Xi Jinping, Taiwan is a country, is a nation. You need to pay attention, because when we got 50 million barrels of oil, and CNN said a month ago that there's nothing that Joe could do about gas prices and inflation, and then a month later they praised Joe Biden and China for Biden buying 50 million barrels of oil. Did you know that in America we use 18 million gallons of oil a day? So he literally got a 3-day supply. We are not looking at solutions.
No.
We're just... We have to be real with ourselves.
We're never going to have... It's never going to be what... I don't even know how to put it into words, because he's such a colossal fuck-up. Like,
and we're not being Democratic or Republican.
No.
Like, you and I are, like, libertarian slash anarchist, like, anti-gov. Don't want...
Just leave me alone.
Just leave me alone.
Just let me fucking do my thing and leave me alone. I'll give you a little money every now and then.
That's it. But anyway.
Damn, leave me alone. But yeah, he is just such a colossal fuck up. And even people that started off 2021 with their blue blinders on have started pulling them off, because he's such a colossal fuck up.
And a VP ain't much better, if anything worse.
Well, I mean, she can at least read.
She had to have paid actors, children actors. She had to pay people to like her.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's cause, probably because she's a shit person.
If you, I'll tell you this, you know this. If a kid don't like you,
that's a problem.
Yeah, and I'm not coming from like some weird pedo angle.
No, it's just, but it's just if, like, if the baby doesn't smile.
If you walk up to a kid and they're like completely turned off by you.
Yeah, something's wrong. Kind of like a dog.
And I'm not talking about like a weird exchange. I'm talking about like maybe you're going over to see your buddies.
Maybe smelling the hair.
Maybe you and your girlfriend are going over to have dinner with your friends who have kids.
Kissing your grandson on the mouth.
Yeah,
nothing like that.
It's nothing weird like that. It's normal things that don't freak kids out. Because I think kids and dogs are one and the same as far as they can sense a good heart.
Yeah.
They know a good heart.
Through everything. Yeah, through anything.
Through bullshit. But man, we got conspiracies to work
through. Yeah, and you know, conspiracies and dogs, like you said, go quite a long way because dogs always notice when there's something fishy going on. Always know when there's something fishy around. You'll see them get up and start being like attentive if something fishy's going on. But yeah, man, another big one that I don't think we talk about much, Pizzagate. You know that guy?
God. Let's go. Man, I think that people don't talk about it because, like, you know, mainstream media such as CNN, MSNBC, and, like, left-leaning news people, NPR, got it so wrong that they buried it by not mentioning it anymore.
Yeah.
And I believe, like, people don't call enough attention to it. It's like, you were so wrong, it's laughable.
Yeah.
You should be fired.
Yeah. And see, that just proves that they don't, that you shouldn't take anything the mainstream media tells you as value. You should take it as entertainment because it's on TV. And that's what TV is designed for.
Well, no, let's take it bigger. Bigger.
Do tell. Consume?
It's not so much with news or consuming or taking it as a joke. I don't think you should give it the time of day. Because, listen, is Disney, biggest corporation, childhood, some of my favorite cartoons.
Yeah, now some of my favorite cartoons.
Same. Pinocchio and Alice in Wonderland.
Hell, you got the Simpsons, dude. They're killing the game in my eyes.
And so you see this conglomeration, Marvel, and you see the direction of where it's going. And you have to ask yourself, that's not what I remember. That's not original intent.
You think they're changing them? They're changing the stories?
Yes.
To meet a newer ideology?
And I would go so far as to say, ideology, yes, you're correct, but it is a religion. And this is how I know it is a religion, is when you have people like Joy and Reed on MSNBC, Rachel Maddow, MSNBC,
yeah,
Brian Seltzer, Don Lemon, CNN, and you see their frustration with what they're all saying the same thing about, it leads me to believe that it is a direct attack not only on their worldview, but their religion. is the thing that they're proposing up as a god, and this is what we have to understand, is mainstream media is moving. It was shown by a James O'Keefe. I'm blanking on what his news organization is.
I don't know either because I don't.
James O'Keefe.
I know that name.
James O'Keefe.
Sounds like a lion ass name to me.
Lion?
Lion.
No. They do investigative journalism.
Oh, so it's real journalism.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. That's one.
And they break the rules, so to speak, is they got the CNN director, Big Dog, through Tinder. They hired hot girls to get on Tinder in his area and him to swipe right and to set up a date just to get a interview with him.
Nice.
And what he thought would get him laid, and then they played it, and then he spilled the beans on what mainstream media and CNN was going to do. Project Veritas.
Oh, yeah.
That is it.
Love that guy.
James O'Keefe. That is it.
That's why I remember him.
And let me tell you this, is he said, as soon as CNN gets done putting the COVID numbers on screen and putting people in panic, in distress, the BBB, what's that? Build Back Better?
Yeah.
The globalists now are peeking off into, conspiracy.
Yeah.
Now we have this going. Now, every time the people revolt, I want you to pay attention to Australia, boys and girls. They are the most restricted. They're voting. Poland. Look at that. Paris. France. UK. Look at all these patriots all across the world that are standing up for their freedoms to be free. It is not for them to tell us how to live our lives because of a virus that has a 99% survival rating. And if you have lost someone to it, I have too. But it's not worth your freedoms.
Now, I mean, your relatives and your people, man, something's going to get them anyway. Everybody's got a time. And COVID just happened to be a good excuse. And we can even get into the COVID stuff that, you know, there for a while, anything that anybody came in for, they got diagnosed positive with COVID because hospitals were getting paid.
What do you make of the soccer players now that dropped dead on the spot on the field? And apologies to the world listening because you call it football.
Football.
These are people in the prime of their life playing football, soccer.
Yeah.
Dropping dead.
That's fucking wild, man.
After what? A vaccine.
Something about a shellfish allergy.
They're going to blame it on climate change. That was my big rant. It's like the CNN director.
Yeah, yeah.
He said once they get done with polarizing the people with the COVID death count, that they were going to shift the climate. And what do you see them doing right now? Everything is climate change's fault. Everything.
Everything, yeah.
Everything. Right.
Oh, is that time?
Dude, if you died in a car wreck tonight, or if I died in my sleep, it's climate change.
Climate change.
That's what's done it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Do you not believe?
Yeah. Allergies. Climate change. Fucked him up. Head exploded.
And you want to tell me that I'm crazy because lizard people?
And you probably think Epstein didn't kill himself.
Yeah. Same kind of person.
Yeah.
And by the way, there was so much space given to Rittenhouse that we're not even talking about what's going on literally right now.
Right now.
Jesslyn Maxwell.
Started Monday.
That is the most important case right now.
Right.
And we need that black book to come out. We need those names known. Those people need to be prosecuted. We do not need to normalize this behavior. We need to punish it to the fullest extent of the law. We have to protect our children.
Definitely, because they're the future.
And that, I mean, that goes so far. That goes to so many lengths. Is defending a pedophile.
Just because they're a good actor or somebody important. Why would you do that? Why would you risk a child that could be a good actor or somebody important?
I don't know about you, but I've had some of my closest relationships was with someone who was taken advantage of when they were a child. They were raped as a child.
Yeah.
And the amount of freedom and the amount of personhood in the amount of self-identity and just freedom in general is stolen from them.
Oh, yeah.
Forever.
Yeah, you never go back.
And that's why I say send a pedophile to a wood chipper is like, you don't understand the damage that you caused to that person.
Yeah.
You altered them forever.
And think about, you know, you were talking about how many people you know that it's happened to, and think about how many people that are, like right around that we don't even know. Think about how many times it's happened that's not spoken about.
Right.
Because it was in the family or
and here like lately, that. It's like some people just aren't believed. They don't trust them with the Me Too movement right now. It's a little hush-hush right now, but for some weird reason, I thought we were to believe all women.
Yeah.
Got kind of quiet.
Yeah. Yeah, because they're talking about it. It's that big case happening that nobody knows about. Nobody's talking about.
They're working hard to normalize pedophilia. They're working hard. Jaslyn Maxwell, John, let's talk about this case. Let's open up all the details.
She's the one. She's the main one.
No, it was Epstein, but he was.
Yeah, he got.
Clinton. She's number two, but I'll tell you how this is going to end. It's going to be a huge injustice, but people celebrate it as if it was a win. She will be charged for all charges, but there will be no names exposed, and the case will be closed forever.
Ever and locked up.
That's right, because she was acquitted. She was charged. You can't reopen. You can't look at anything else.
Yep.
It will be forever out of the public eye. Yep. You can't talk about it. That is the way I see it going. And that is such an injustice to anyone who has ever been taken advantage of.
Yeah. And it'll just, like you say, normalize it. It's just normalizing it more and more and making it to where, okay, well, they sleep with kids. And, it'd be like just a household thing. Like, what? No, buddy. That's not cool. We're just nonchalant. Exactly. It's nonchalant about that 12-year-old over there that's hot. Yeah, look at how hot that 12-year-old is. Wish she was 18. I will stab you,
And that's just where we are. And I want to back it up to conspiracy.
Well, okay.
There was a big thing among conservatives, and I do not believe that this is the way it is, but this is kind of the way it gone, and it was kind of prophetic. It's like, if we legalize gay marriage, next thing you know, pedophilia will be normal. And they said that before gay marriage was legal. And so, like,
I do remember that.
And they also pushed a further issue. It's like, how long till you consider a goat or a tree?
That's wild. See, man, people are. There's already people trying to marry, like, inanimate objects.
How long?
It's already happening, man. Or somebody wanted to marry a typewriter, I think, or some shit.
When do you call the degeneration of a society for what it is? Do you not believe that the rest of the world is literally laughing at us and all the stupid shit that we allow?
Because everybody wants to be famous, man, so they're going to do whatever dumb shit it takes. You remember in Idiocracy how the guy, the lawyer guy, is sitting there watching TV and it's like little TikTok videos.
Yeah.
Kind of like what we do now. We sit on our phone and watch little videos. And, you know, you might have the TV on, but 9 out of 10 chances you're not paying any attention.
I mean, what do we do is because, like, the way that we consume media and the way that we react to the world is so on social media. It is not the way that it used to be when there was a cord attached to a house phone, or even when cell phones first began. You were just trying to get somebody's number.
Yeah.
Now we have smartphones and we can access so much more.
Get somebody's address off White Pages.
Not just that, but like, not only do I have to live with my own thoughts, but if I hop on social media, I can see yours.
Yeah.
And it can affect me.
Yeah, you can see what I've posted, and it upset you.
Yeah.
It hurts your heart.
And then I might fire back.
Yeah, you might.
Or then I might get seethe with it, right?
What's the big power word everybody's using these days? Triggered?
Yeah.
It may trigger you.
Ooh.
And then we're in a Facebook argument.
Candy ass.
About how my...
Candy ass.
About how my post offended you.
Yes.
My post.
And so it's almost better for me to just take it down before it even gets to that point.
No, see, leave it. Fuck them. That's where I got, man. I got that way about 3 years ago. I'm like, I'm just going to post whatever the fuck I want to on here. And, you know, I got family on there. My family knows I'm weird as fuck now.
And so, I mean, like, what do you... I think we're onto something, though, is I think that social media and mainstream media with, like, CNN, Fox, or MSNBC, or NPR, or any of those cats, is, like, what that leads to is actually a dumbification of a person, a retardation. It's like, if you begin to take what they say as fact, and you're just like, oh yeah, that's totally it. And I think we see that with Thanksgiving today. Is
what
Thanksgiving
was that?
Thanksgiving is like, it's a genocidal holiday that we should not...
When was that?
We should not we shouldn't appreciate. It's like,
but we just had lunch.
You obviously do not understand anything about...
It was happy. Pocahontas and John Smith got married.
That's right.
But they didn't. They got murdered. They got fucking killed at the first Thanksgiving.
What's that? That's not the holiday. The holiday.
Sort of.
It's about being with your loved ones and being thankful for what you have.
Yeah.
Like, people try to turn it into some genocidal bullshit like you just did.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. See, if you just follow history, not what they give you in the book. Because, you know what? I found out that's big time with history. You know what history is written by?
The winner.
History is written by its victors.
Oh, the winner, yes.
And you don't know, man. Shit. It might have been cool.
That's the thing about it.
It may have been okay. We may have been better off.
I think we are. And I think the idea of, like, trying to shame someone from enjoying Thanksgiving is childish.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, it's been 300 years, dog.
Come on, dude. Nobody cares.
Right?
Even the Native Americans are cool now. They eat turkey and shit on Thanksgiving.
I was like, it's not... I don't know if people make it about the food or whatever the fuck. It's not about the food. The holiday, the idea of being off work for that is to be thankful for what you have. What's ironic is what Black Friday is.
Yeah.
It's like the day that you get over being thankful for
and
what you have.
And be greedy for what you bought.
Is you go be greedy as fuck.
Yeah. Let me fight you for that PlayStation.
Yeah.
Let me get that soundbar.
Dog, I gotta get this Christmas shopping in.
Getting that Christmas shopping. Dude, I actually went out Black Friday. I got off early.
What yeah, up?
I worked Black Friday. Got up at... Guess what time I got up for Black Friday?
I'm
not going shopping.
I'm going to guess 6 a.m.
3:45.
Wow, way off.
Yeah. That's like going to bed and waking up the time I used to go to bed. Remember, we'd be doing podcasts at like 3 in the morning sometimes.
We're not far from that marker now. No, but that's not true. It's like 9:30 right now.
Yeah.
The time change is still
so
messing
crazy.
With me.
So crazy.
This is the weirdest year.
It has been the weirdest. Because we've been lazy all 2021. Or all 2020
you think
we were
so?
Lazy. And didn't do much.
Okay.
And now it's the lazy time of year. And it's like, damn. Seems like it's been this way forever. Seems like it's like midnight. Look over at the clock. Damn, it's 7:30.
What the hell's going on?
Yeah, what is wrong? The jet lag did last a little longer this year, I think.
Jet lag is a good way of putting it. To back to what you were saying, I'm sorry for interrupting.
Oh, shit, man.
It's long gone with the wind. I wanted to bring this topic up with conspiracy theory. Is, I don't believe in what is being projected in the world of dating. You're out of the game now. You're married.
Yeah, I'm married. I do know about dating, though, because I have sister-in-laws.
They say since the pandemic, the game has changed. It has. But it works for... I think it's gotten more dynamic, if any regard. And I think it's shown itself for how useless it really is. It's like online hookup is hookup. You're not gonna, I do know people that made it long term with that.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I believe it to be like a hookup scheme.
Let's get something. Like, you want to get something? Let's get something.
Yeah.
Because you don't really know anything about the person. You're just like, I like the way you look. I don't know nobody to read the bios.
It's like that man downtown syndrome.
That man downtown. Get over here and kiss me, crackhead.
Here we go. I don't know. Close that out. Fuck that gay shit. Let's talk about something else. Is top tier conspiracy theory. And like we have seen the shark come out now.
Yeah.
Is Epstein not killing himself is somewhat normal, but one thing that is highly, highly conspiratorial is what we're living in right now is cyberoids in the government, like CGI, like we are not experiencing something real, like everything within the presidency is just CGI'd bullshit. And that is the deepest, darkest conspiracy. It comes from the right. I want to fuck with you from the left by saying blue and none. That should fuck with you enough. But here we are saying that everything in the White House is an illusion.
That's true. But not, and I'm sure not in the context that you're using it.
Ah. I'm trying to paint a picture.
Damn. Damn. I think that would explain a lot of things. Glitches, reptile eyes coming out sometimes. Best thing to watch C-SPAN. Mm-hmm. Then you see the house floor.
Oh.
You get to see the real shit then. It's uncut. Well, I mean, they do have commercials, I think. I haven't watched C-SPAN in a long time. But that's where you get the real news, like, actually what's going on.
That real?
I mean, it may not be. It may be just as scripted as the rest of it. Who knows? I could get behind it being just as scripted as the rest. Be like, all right, we got to go do this C-SPAN episode. House seating 1195-48. Start now. Okay, so as we were talking about in the last session, you know, that kind of shit. Just kind of started up. And I don't know. Maybe they're all just androids. Maybe they're all AI with like, what do they call it when they can
Is this deep state?
Sorta. I mean, what if we are being ran by AIs?
I wanna turn the conversation to secret satanic rituals. I want to go.
That's big time, dude. Because like, that's
who was the rapper that just had this big show?
Oh, everybody was fucking. What's his name? Astroworld was the name of the show. Yep. I can't remember the name of the rapper though. Travis Scott.
Travis Scott. Like, conspiracy theory. Was it?
I don't know, man. It's because.
And do you think it's blanketed by the fact that maybe COVID vaccinations, myocarditis,
well,
got them?
At shows, you can buy COVID vaccination cards and just fill in the information.
Or was it the drugs being passed?
I mean, there's...
Was it fentanyl?
Well, there's not, like, every show I've been to, dude, there ain't been nobody just, like, handing out free drugs, man. You gotta buy that shit.
Maybe.
But, I mean, yeah, most of the time, you're not, if you're getting prescriptions off the street, dude, you're getting pressed shit with fentanyl. Like pressed pill dust and fentanyl.
What do you make of some of like the alleged videos that like showed like things crowd hopping that looked like a centaur, as if it was demonic or out of this world?
I didn't see that. I didn't.
You don't know?
No, I don't know nothing about that.
And why didn't Travis Scott call the end of the show when the horror?
Because I mean, think about it. You're looking at like 30,000 people. Stage lights in your eyes. You've been on stage. You know what stage lights
do. What do you make of like all the stage art? Like walking in, you had to walk into some
demonic-ish
ish
stuff.
Ish, yes.
And then at the beginning of the show, there was 8 fireballs.
So are you giving him a pass? Is he being artistic? Like, I'm not.
Well, I mean, they're normalizing Satanism in music these days, or anti-Christianity. They're normalizing that along with pedophilia.
Has that not always been the case? Has that not always been the push? Has that not always been slowly creeping at the door?
Well, it's always been there, man. They've said it through all the music, even with the Grateful Dead. Said was devil music back in the 70s.
Whoa.
The Grateful Dead.
Of all.
Yeah. Woo.
Ugh.
Craziness. Banjos and shit. Banjos and mandolins. Crazy devil worship. But no, man, they've done that shit throughout the ages. And, you know, I don't think it's so much that as I think, like, everything, the latest generation of people is just pushing the envelope on every aspect all the way around. They're wanting to be bigger and, you know, more out there than the next guy.
What do you make of The Island Boy.
Oh, God. I saw okay, that shit
so,
in 2018.
So one of them came out on TikTok saying that he had sold his soul to the devil for fame.
And I can see that.
Would you not agree? Because that was god-awful.
Probably, yeah.
And so, what I perceive, what I see with the current generation coming up, this is conspiracy, it's all good out, is all we know is student loans. All we know is not being able to afford these homes and starting these lives.
That we see.
But, I mean, there are exceptions and, like,
yeah,
trust fund babies and
yeah,
people who didn't go to college who got a trade who were really smart.
Really smart. And yeah. And probably could have done well in college.
Right on. And so props to those people. But for the rest of us.
Yeah.
Is the way out, the easy way out, which is being promulgated and sponsored by college education, is socialism.
Yeah, but then
which is actually communism in disguise as socialism.
They say that because they put fancy words in front of it, like democratic socialism or something like that.
Yeah, or it's in defense of our democracy.
Yeah.
By the way, is say the Pledge of Allegiance to me for in the Republic
for which it stands.
Not democracy.
Yeah, not the democracy. We're not a democracy. Everybody always
forgets that. We're a constitutional republic.
We're a constitutional republic. Everybody's like, we're a democracy. No, we're not.
No, no, we're far from that.
And we're not a democracy.
You absolutely do not want that.
Yeah, you think you want that because you think that's what you have, but you have a constitutional republic where you have freedoms. If we were a democracy, you wouldn't have freedoms unless you asked for them.
Yep. You had to vote.
And then you had to vote
for every single thing.
Every single
and
thing.
And that's a republic. It's like you elect someone to represent you.
Mm-hmm.
Republic.
Yeah. But are we getting really represented right now?
No, we are not.
Are we being represented by our federal government? Are we being represented by our state government? Are we being represented by any government
body? Well, I think that's
what's
so sexy with people right now with Florida. More so than Texas, is people forget that we are a state of union.
Yeah.
And the state can do whatever they want.
Yeah, we're all separate.
And so, I mean, whatever you believe is, I believe in freedom.
Absolutely. Don't tread on me.
Yeah, tread on sneak. No. But I've been waiting on the states to step up and do that too. And
it's just going, like, I hope that, you know, we're getting older. We're becoming the people in charge.
Does that scare you?
Not so much, because maybe some of the things that we need as a society, not necessarily need, but things that we want as a society, we could get because they would see our perspective. I think we need to get rid of these old rich white dudes, man, basically. Like we've talked about on previous episodes where celebrities are talking about a peaceful divorce.
Yes.
I honestly think it's time, dude. I think we need a peaceful divorce.
That would be nice. That would be nice. But, like, how do you find drawing the Mason-Dixon? Because, as it has been said, is like, it's not going to be on the Mason-Dixon line.
No.
And people have to leave, and people have to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's an odd thing, and I don't know. Like, they say peaceful, but in reality, I would love for that, but I don't
see it as going peaceful.
I don't know how it could possibly be peaceful.
And how could it possibly become a war? Because you would be asking, it would be asking brother again to fight against brother again. Because well, you got the people in the military and then you got the people not.
I don't agree. It would be federal government calling in the armed forces, and they are sworn to whom?
They're sworn to the Constitution.
So that will be where they have to stand.
And think about, like, so let's say you have a brother that's in the military.
Yes.
Which you don't, right?
I do not.
Okay. I thought you had, you already got an older brother, right?
I do.
Yeah. Well, just think if you did have a brother in the military, though, and you're like, I've been joining this militia. Because I'm not about what they're talking about. And I'm about what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, well, we're coming down on y'all next week.
And that's what's crazy.
That's like be a question at Thanksgiving dinner. We're coming down on y'all next week, dude.
And that's what's crazy. It's like you can't put a Mason-Dixon on it.
No, you really can't.
Like, it goes down to the family. To the very nucleus is you cannot divide this place that way, even though I believe it would work way better if it were.
Yeah.
But you can't.
No.
You just can't do it.
It wouldn't work out. There's not enough room.
Not without a collision.
And there's still always going to be people that cling on to the old Constitution. And
yeah.
You'll never get, it'll be like, you know, we have so much information so fast these days, but it would still be like in the olden times where people would still be fighting years after the war's over. Because they're like, I ain't giving up.
Yep. And so, I mean, like, three questions to walk out the door is lizard people.
They're here.
They're here.
I can go deeper. Would you like to go deeper?
Let's go.
So, lizard people, they've always been here. I think, like, I know this is a stretch from, like, Christianity belief, and, you know, I kind of run along with those guys most of the time. But the Anunnaki, that is an ancient alien tribe that a lot of people believe are the gods that we perceive as gods.
Okay.
And they were reptilian. Some of them were.
Okay. Now, to question number two. It goes into demonology.
I've also heard that the Anunnaki have been linked to demons, been perceived as demons in some generations.
Now,
and they've been perceived as angels, though, too.
With?
They're aliens. Reptiles. Maybe even AI.
Started burning my tired eyes. I brought all my favorite records. I've heard them all 100 times. Up ahead there's a truck stop. It feels like some cosmic apology. You wake up and ask why we're stopping. I said just go on back to sleep. I just need to get out. For a little while. There's people always talking with no regard Everybody gets their way. Sure, I could use